Global leaders are in Morocco for more than a week to figure out how to carry out voluntary pledges they made last year in Paris to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. During his campaign, President-elect Donald Trump vowed to withdraw the United States from its climate commitments.
We're going to cancel the Paris Climate Agreement and stop. Unbelievable. And stop all payments of the United States tax dollars to UN global warming programs.
Fear that Trump will follow through on this pledge is widespread, not just in the United States, but also abroad, says Brown University Professor J. Timmons Roberts. He's in Morocco for the climate talks.
But what I've been surprised at is that people are kind of taking it in stride, people from around the world. That is, this has happened before. The United States has negotiated, made agreements, and then backed out and pulled out, or at least look like they might.
That's set back progress by about 15 years already, says Roberts, and it's why the Paris Climate Accords is such an achievement. Roberts says it will be difficult for Trump to step away from it immediately because President Obama signed us on for 4 years.
And so it was set up in a way that it's going to be difficult for Trump to just immediately pull the plug if he wanted to. Personally, I hope he will realize if you're a deal maker, this is about as good a deal as you can get. It's got the developing countries, including China and India, involved in solving the problem.
Roberts says we don't really know what Trump will do on climate change or the environment because we have seen candidate Trump, a showman who understands reality TV elimination games.
But then when it comes to the need to make deals, the negotiator Trump is who we're going to see once he takes office.
Roberts hopes Trump will recognize that sticking to this climate agreement makes good business sense. And even if the United States were to withdraw from the Paris Accords, Roberts says the agreement would still remain in effect.
So if the United States were to pull out, there would be 102 countries and they would still represent 55.5% of global emissions. So it's not going to stop. The system will keep going forward.
But Roberts says people at the climate talks recognize that it would move forward at a slower pace than global leaders had hoped and at a slower pace than the world needs. I'm Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.